For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson. Nearly 10 million Americans misused control prescription drugs in recent years, according to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. To keep unwanted medications out of communities and water supplies, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration holds National Prescription Drug Take-Back Days twice a year. The next one is this Saturday. It's an opportunity for people to keep their unwanted medications from being lost, stolen, or misused, and helping to prevent drug addictions and overdose deaths. Recent national survey on drug use and health shows well over two-thirds of abused prescription drugs were obtained from family and friends and most often through the home medicine cabinet. Drug Take Back Day provides people with a safe way to dispose of medication.
We want to give you a good opportunity to get rid of them safely, no questions asked.
That's Kathy Cullen with RimRock, a substance abuse treatment center in Billings, a group helping DEA staff a take-back site in the city.
You can just bring them in. The DEA agents will be with us. So it's just a safe way to get those expired prescriptions or just even prescriptions that you don't need anymore off the streets. And so there's no chance of them getting into the wrong hands.
Take Back Day in Montana is sponsored by the U.S. DEA, Montana Justice Department, and local and tribal law enforcement agencies. Across Montana, there will be 26 locations taking prescription drugs from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday. Billings will have two drop-off sites in the Billings Heights at the First Interstate Bank parking lot on Main Street and the Elks Lodge parking lot on Lewis Avenue. RimRock's Kathy Collins says these collection sites are a safe way to dispose of the drugs.
A lot of us have been taught a lot of long time ago just to flush them down the toilet. Well, unfortunately, that is just contaminating our wastewater and everything else. It's just not a good idea to do that.
Throwing them in the garbage is not recommended either. New this year, Collins says DEA will also be accepting electronic cigarettes and their cartridges. During drug take-back events in April, Montana collected more than 4,100 pounds of prescription drugs. Nationwide, that haul by the DEA was 468 tons of expired or unwanted prescription drugs. For information on the Montana collection sites or for the 50 permanent drop-box locations for prescription drugs around Montana that operate year-round, go to our website, YPRadio.org. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.